I swat at whatever is tickling my cheek. Knock it off, Theus. I turn my face to the side, burying my cheek against the chair. My eyes bolt open. I had assumed it little friend Theus, but then memories of last night hit me like a lightning strike, filling my veins. I look over to the floor where the man should be, but he's not there. Hello? I call out, but my voice is coated with sleep, making it come out as a lazy drawl. I squint at the windows. The drapes are still drawn, letting the late afternoon sunlight filter in. I never intended to sleep here last night, just meant to rest before closing up the house for the day and finding a more suitable bed to sleep in. I can't believe the glaring ball in the sky didn't keep me awake. Sitting up, I wait for an answer. Don't tell me he was able to get up and walk away after those injuries. Without even a thank you, I splutter.
Thank you.
I hear a man growl. I jump up and look around, my eyes scanning the room. There, in the corner. He's propped himself up, his arms lifted in supplication.
I'm sorry to startle you.
His voice is low-pitched. I thought you left. I skim my hands over my pajamas, feeling way underdressed in my soft sleep pants and cami. The remnants of his shirt are gone, leaving him bare from the waist up. I don't bother averting my eyes. I'm not a shy girl, but something about him makes me feel like he can see so much more of me than I'm willing to show. Clearing my throat and feeling slightly awkward, I ramble. How are you feeling? Should I call a doctor? You said no doctor last night.
I'm healing, thank you. Sorry to drop in on your doorstep like this.
His eyes scan over my body, taking me in from head to toe. My bedroom, you mean, drop into my bedroom. How did you even get in here?